All right, so Coach Ginger, I am very excited because we have several people that have raised their hands to share what is interesting them about group coaching or what questions they have about group coaching. So we're going to get some community dialogue going right off the bat. And after we collect some of these insights from our amazing coaches here, we will dive in to the three of us sharing about what group coaching is.
Okay,
so does that sound okay to you?
That's perfect.
Great. Let's hear from Laurel. Laurel, what is your thought or question about group coaching?
Yes, my long-term goal is to coach people with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And sometimes these people don't have a lot of money. So okay. I'm thinking that group coaching might be a way to reach them and stay within their ability to pay, as well as a way to meet people who might want longer-term coaching.
Sounds
like a wonderful plan, and that is one of the things both companies and individuals appreciate so much about group coaching is that it can impact and include so many more people than just the one-on-one coaching at a much lower price point.
Yes, it's much more accessible.
And that is a
very big benefit as well. Awesome. Excellent, Laurel. Thank you for bringing that into the conversation. Let's have a few more folks here. Let's hear from the always amazing Coach Garnett, igniting passion to change the world.
All right. Hey, Coach Dave and Coach Ginger. Thank you for this call. So a bit of background, one of the aspects of the coaching that I'm involved with is team calls where we progress our players through setting up their own online business. And I'm curious from your experience, Ginger, how you manage players that are not sort of moving along, yet the team is moving along. So you end up with different different levels of play, if you will.
Goes back to the concept. I know the new motto in the Power of Groups is group coaching is a team sport. So One of the things is using those achievers, those people that are following through and carrying through with their what they are getting done is using them as the motivators for those that may not be doing that. And
right.
They typically can do that better than the coach. So it's
yes.
kind of that setting up accountability within the group so that they look to each other and push each other to get on board and get it moving forward.
Okay.
It's a good point, really.
One of the tactics we use is an accountability partner, so thank you for that.
I also just want to amplify a thought that Ginger is bringing in here as well, and that is that, you know, there's something about people in groups. If the group really, and this is something Ginger will talk about in a moment, there's something that happens. If the group bonds, the group really bonds, then they get a mentality amongst themselves that they're not going to let anyone fall behind. Like they as a group take it upon themselves to keep each other moving along. It's a thing that happens in teams when they really become a team. You know, so if you have, when you have a group, initially it's a bunch of individuals who have been assembled, right? And through the group coaching process, if you learn these skills that Ginger is going to talk about today, a group of individuals actually becomes a team or a group that's really together. And then they won't let each other fall behind or keep, you know, stay stuck without moving. They'll start to pull each other along. And they'll also begin to feel almost not an obligation per se, but like a feeling of like, I don't want to fall behind because that's going to slow my team down, right? So they have an extra internal motivator to keep up So it's not just them alone. They also need to keep up for the sake of their team. So, but if you're coaching a group of individuals that just happen to be all on a call together, you know, on some periodic basis, and they haven't bonded, then you'll have that some zipping ahead, some falling behind. So there's some skills that you can do as a group coach that will create the environment where they want to keep up with each other. And that's a big distinction between getting on a call with a bunch of people and actually group coaching. And I think that's a key distinction that Ginger will make.
That's that when they have the ownership of their group. And I just wanted to, is it Garnett, your name?
Garnett, yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I wanted to just give a quick story that I had a group of financial professionals on the call, and two of the members of the group said, we are going to make the $1 million roundtable. That was the intention of the company and the group. And they said, okay, here's the deal. There were some people that weren't keeping up. They said, everybody is going to call the hotel, make the reservation. Everybody's going to pay for the conference, and there's not one person that's not going to go. We're going to go as a group. And it was like then no one had an out, you know?
Right.
And so they've already put their money down, but that was a group idea, not my idea as their coach. But it was amazing that all of them were there and all of them had a wonderful time. But two of the members of the group said, I would have never made it if it hadn't been that group commitment.
Awesome. That is a great story. And what I love about that was that the members of the group came up with that. So that is very, very cool. I love that. Well, let's do this. We have several people who have thoughts and questions, and I want to get to them. And I do think this is a great format for this conversation. But since this has sort of gone in a slightly different direction than I had planned, let me just call a little time out, and let's do quick, I'd like to just do some quick introductions. So first of all, I am Coach Dave. I am assuming that most of you know me, but just in case you don't, I am the CEO of Coachville, and I've been coaching professionally for 15 years. I can't even believe it's been that long, but it is. In dog years, I'm like 90 or so, coaching years or something. I'm an absolute old-timer. Ginger is a dear colleague and friend, and she has been around this just as long as I have, maybe even a pinch longer. So it's great to have an old coaching colleague from the early, early days to be a part of our team here at Coachville. Now, I have coached many groups. I've coached many teams, in business teams and soccer teams and all kinds of teams, and I've done group coaching in my practice almost since about the second year of coaching. And I've also done teleclasses. So Ginger, someone asked about the distinctions between group coaching, teleclass leading, and doing a workshop. So we can kind of weave in a little bit about those differences, and I have done all three. But what I want to tell you about Coach Ginger is this. You know, it's not often you get to be in the presence of the queen. And I know that might sound funny, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that talk about group coaching. But there's only one queen. The true and original queen of group coaching is Coach Ginger. Coach Ginger has been talking about group coaching before anybody else ever started talking about it. She is the first. She was the first. She's the queen, and she's still the reigning queen of group coaching. And so when you talk to Ginger and you get a chance to talk with Ginger or be in classes with her, you are talking with someone who basically originated the art form of group coaching. She is the one who really figured it all out. And everyone else who does it and talks about it has followed in her footsteps. So it's really an honor and a privilege. Her program is taught at Columbia University in the Ivy League. So it's not too many coaching programs that have been adopted by Ivy League institutions that they didn't originate. You know, the Ivy League is kind of funny. Like, they think they're smarter than everyone, so they only use their own stuff. Well, they actually use Ginger's program for their part of their coaching curriculum at the Ivy League and Columbia University. So Ginger's stuff is awesome. And we love that we have it here. And the fact that, you know, when Thomas was first figuring out the coaching proficiencies, Ginger just jumped on that so fast and said, well, then I'm going to figure out the group coaching proficiencies. And that's exactly what she's done. And that's what this program, you know, one of the core elements of this program is the group coaching proficiencies. So it's really awesome, awesome stuff. So I you know, as you can probably tell, I love Ginger. And Ginger is a special place in my life, in my heart. We've been such good friends for a long time. And so it's always fun when I get to talk with her. So I'm pleased to have her here and really happy to be able to share her with all of you. So Ginger, maybe you could just share a little bit about the group coaching program, just a few things, because we have so many people that have their hands up with questions and thoughts that I think we'll probably cover all the things that we would want to by, you know, actually having a good old-fashioned group dialogue. So we can actually do group while we're here, which would be really good.
That's always a good idea, Dave. Thank you so much for that introduction. Wow. I love it, and I appreciate it and am honored to be here with you. And I just wanted to say a quick word that the ICF has now reached 20,000 members. Can you believe that, Dave?
That's awesome.
I know. And so coaching is going around the world very rapidly. Our fastest growing segment is in Europe, and the ICF conference is in London. So group coaching is a way to maximize and include more people in the leadership teams and the high potentials and everything in companies and groups. It's also a way, just as someone was talking earlier about the working with people with illness or disability, it gives us a platform so that, think about, not only is it the price point, not only is it the coach, but think about the interaction of the people in those groups. They can support
yes.
each other and encourage. Isn't that true, Dave? I mean, it just, we know what a difference it can make to have that group and a coach together. It is an amazing thing.
It truly is. You just triggered a memory on my part. I remember, this is kind of a, you know, one of those moments of life. It was a big moment in my life for sure. And it was, you know, when Thomas passed away in 2003, I had, at that point, I had about 80 clients. And I had, you know, a few groups. I had like two groups, and then the rest was all one-on-one. And I was coaching all the time and loving it, by the way. I was just like the happiest camper. I had such a thriving coaching business. But when Thomas died and I became the CEO of Coachville, I looked at my list of clients and I said, wow, there is no way I can run Coachville and coach this many people. And it was a sad moment. But then I realized, wait, I can just do all groups. So I said, I don't have to stop coaching. I'm just going to do a lot more groups. So I just, you know, emailed all my clients and I just said, all right, here's the deal. We're all going into groups. It's just the way it's got to be. If you want to be in my practice right now, you got to be in a group. And, you know, almost all of them went into groups, and I just started group coaching like a madman instead of one-on-one coaching, and it was awesome. And, you know, you have to a little bit get your ego out of the way, because what happened was my players and clients started getting better results from the group than they did from me.
That means you were doing it just right, Dave.
I was like, at first I didn't like that, but then I realized, you know, the value is in the group.
Absolutely. The wisdom of the group. One of continuing educators came out recently with a statistic that 65% of them said that the best adult learning model was peer group coaching.
Wow.
That's pretty powerful.
That is powerful. And not only is it powerful because they say so, it's powerful because it's true.
We know so, huh?
Right, so that's just, we already knew that was true. It's always good when the mucky mucks back us up with some facts. But, you know, it's like, you know, we know that that is true. I learned that that was true from my own coaching experience, you know, in 2003. Everything changed when I was like, oh, these groups are actually really hot stuff. This is awesome. Now, so thank you, Ginger, and it's great to have you here. And like I said, folks, Ginger is the original, so her wisdom runs deep. And I've learned everything I know about group coaching from Ginger. I can tell you that for sure. And so let's do this. There's definitely some key benefits of group coaching that have already come out in the conversation. We could just quickly recap. One is you can offer coaching at a much more affordable, you know, if you can make coaching much more affordable in a group than you can one-on-one. You leverage your own time as the coach. You maximize your revenue in a much easier way. The group actually creates a dynamic that can be even more powerful than strictly one-on-one coaching. It's a great idea. What I did too was, I had hybrid programs. I had a program where there was 3 group meetings and 1 one-on-one. So rather than having 3 one-on-ones, it was three group meetings and 1 one-on-one. So that way I could do a lot more coaching in a lot less time, and had a hybrid. So you had a little bit of one-on-one plus the group time, which was the best of both worlds. So there's so many different flexible ways that you can use group coaching in your practice that to make it really effective for everyone involved. So those are some of the things. Now, let's see. So we have, what I'd like to do is, and Deanna, I know you had some provocative questions you wanted to weave into the conversation. So why don't we have you ask a few of your questions, and then we'll get back to having some of the folks that raised their hands earlier with questions. We'll weave them in as well.
Okay. So my biggest question that hasn't been addressed already, Ginger, is what happens in this group dynamic when you have someone like me in class or in your group session, and I am very talkative. I contribute a great deal. Sometimes I'm a little over-talkative. And then you have the super quiet people. How do you engage people equally and get someone like me to bring it down a notch occasionally and the quiet people to bring it up a notch?
One of the things that I recognize that, and so one of the first things I do in the guidelines as we begin a group is talk about what Thomas always said, laser coaching. So one thing I don't want to be doing in a group is policing or cutting people off or interrupting. So I introduce that in the very beginning. So the laser coaching is to get to the point specifically and then open. I always say this is not a monologue. It's a dialogue in the group so that everybody is included. And one of the things that I do is a couple of times remind, remember laser speak, and then the group owns their own group, and they'll say, they'll tell people, this is laser speak. We all have things we want to share. And so that is one of the great ways that I do that. And to the second question, is triplex listening is something that Thomas, Dave, as you know, Thomas taught us to do, is listen on multiple levels. And when I hear somebody's missing in a group, and my groups are never over 7 or 8 people, Columbia did some research, said no fewer than 5 and no more than 9. So I usually have groups in the 7 or 8 range. And so if somebody's missing, I always write everybody's name on the side of a pad and kind of put a check when people are speaking. And so I will then step right in, ask that person a question, engage them. So having that full group engagement is so important to the value of the whole group.
I think it's a really good point. Ginger, I just wanted to add a point in when you just said total group engagement. See, I think what happens in a group coaching is if you've got, let's say you have 8 or 9 people in your group, which is around that optimal size, and you're half hour into the conversation, there's 2 people that haven't said anything. You start to get this eerie feeling like something is missing. Like, you know, something is missing. Like there's people that are here, but they're not saying anything. And it actually creeps into the energy of the group. So when I'm group coaching, if I have a few people I haven't heard from, I just call a time out, and I call them out.
Yeah, that's a good way.
You know me, Ginger. I'm a little bit more aggressive than the average bear. So.
Well, a good group, man, Deanna, group members will actually do that themselves. You know, what's up with Brent today, you know?
Yes.
And they, once they own the group, that's my intention, is to shift from it being just, a regular people meeting together till they own the group. And when they do, they call people out.
That's a good segue for my next question then. And this actually came from the combination of one of my thought process and the Coachable Member Services team, which is how to get that synergy and that owning the group process to happen quickly. Like, are there things that you do, or do you allow it to happen organically?
Both.
Oh.
So quickly is, we have a team. It's Beth Lyons, as Dave said, and Catherine Whipple, who's my virtual assistant. And what we do is put a portfolio together before the group ever starts. And we have bios and pictures and thoughtful questions. So they fill out all this information and send it in, and then it's sent out to everybody by Catherine before they ever meet. So online, and so it's they have all kinds of information about each other, and they have all their contact information, so they can start becoming a formed group. The distinction between a formed group and an unformed group is that a formed group comes there not only with the intention of being successful and getting what they want, they come with the intention of knowing that they're going to be getting all this great wisdom and practice ideas from each other, and they're going to be contributing. So they're thinking about, how can I contribute to the group? And that's one of the first questions I say. What is it that the group members are going to find invaluable about you being in this group?
Nice. And that's a great point, because one of the things that we know about adult learning is that when adults feel like they are contributing, that what they say matters, they get much more connected into the group and to the success of the whole group when they feel that they are contributing to it, not just pulling from it.
And Dave, when they show up with all this getting it all ready on a call, we don't go around and go, tell us who you are and what you do. We go right into the, you know, what they want. And they co-create every agenda. So we have an overall theme, maybe the company vision or their individual visions that they want to achieve. But each week they send me emails saying, we want this, to talk about this today. So they own the group, you know?
Yeah. That's an excellent segue, Ginger, to talk about the distinction between group coaching and a teleclass or a class, you know, between group, whether it's on the phone or person in person, doesn't really matter. And also the distinction maybe between a class and a workshop. But I think the distinction between group coaching and a class is a very important distinction. And I think one of the things you just said is the key. And, of course, there's hybrid models as well.
Yeah.
But in a group coaching, the group sets the agenda. In a class, the instructor sets the agenda. Like when you take a class, you think, okay, well, in session one, we're going to learn this. In session two, we're going to learn that. So there's an agenda set by the instructor or the content. But in true group coaching, the content is actually set by the group. Like this week, we want to talk about this. And then it sort of formulates as the group defines what they want to talk about. And the coach more facilitates the dialogue than leads it.
Yeah, and it's sitting there waiting for that opportunity, listening actively and waiting for that opportunity to put out that powerful question to coach.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons I distinguish between certain groups, calling them mentoring groups. If I'm teaching in them something, I call it a mentoring group. In group coaching, it really is based on what it is they need and want. But they come with a common mission. They want to accomplish something, and they each have their own goals and that they share with each other under that umbrella of a common mission.
Yeah, so that way that the people in the group all have there's a common theme, a common purpose to it, so it's not just random people all together. There's some common purpose that brings them into the group in the first place, so that then the agenda, as it gets formulated by the group, is very likely to be a good fit for everyone in the group or most people, and then everyone just sort of knows that, you know, they'll be able to contribute to the agenda as it goes along. So if one week maybe it's not exactly what they wanted, that they'll get more of what they want in the next session, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and like that story I told you, that was a company that hired me as the coach to come in and coach multiple groups on how to get more of their reps into the $1 million roundtable. So I had a mission, we had an overall mission, and then they were invited. They had to qualify, but they had an invitation, so they choose to be in the group. And Deanna, that's one thing that's really important, is that they're there by choice. No company assigns people to groups. And if you know how it is, if you want to be in a coaching group and you sign up yourself, you're committed. You don't miss the group. And so that's one of the choices, one of the big pieces for me at group coaching.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, I have a question with that. So, you know, I'm actually in this process of trying to put together my perfect personal mastermind group. And the people that have chosen to be part of that group made the choice, and it is a self-directed experience. So everybody is supposed to come with their goals, but that hasn't really happened. And it has now had a bunch of members, and then they dropped off, and had a bunch of members, and they dropped off. And so I'm curious, even if there's choice involved, sometimes the desire is there, but the commitment isn't. So if the desire is there, but the commitment doesn't seem to be there, how do you manage that, or what do you do?
And there's a process in the power of groups we use to shift an unformed group to a formed group, and that's what you're talking about. Once
yes.
they own the group, they know if they're not there, they better have a really good reason, because there's going to be everybody saying, you know, what's up with this? I've had people call on vacation from Hawaii or climbing up a mountain saying, I didn't want to miss my group. So
exactly.
That is that, and that process, there really is a process of how you shift an unformed group to a formed group. And that's one of the things I think is incredibly valuable, is learning those kinds of processes that make sure people are committed.
Right, right.
I think, Ginger, you're saying something right now that is so, so important. All right, and I don't want it to be missed. And Deanna's question is such a good question, because it's straight from the heart and it's a real situation. And I just don't want to miss this opportunity, okay? So I just want to highlight this point. You know, if you're a good coach, and all of you are here, you're in our program or you're in Coachville, so you think of yourself as a good coach, and you probably are a good coach. Being a good coach and then getting a bunch of people on the phone does not mean that all of a sudden you are group coaching. Right? It's like group coaching doesn't come because there's more than one person on the phone. Group coaching is an actual skill set. It's a proficiency. You can learn it and get good at it. It's not a natural thing that you're going to have a bunch of people in a group and all of a sudden it's going to become a group coaching experience. This is the mistake that most people make. They think, well, I'm just going to get a bunch of people on a bridge line and we'll do group coaching. That's not group coaching. That's a bunch of people on a phone.
And I can attest to that, because it's not working for me.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that was my point, was that, you know, having a bunch of people on the phone doesn't make it group coaching. That's a conference call, right? Group coaching is a skill, and there's processes, and there's methods, and there's things specifically to do. There's things specifically you say. There's approaches that you take. There's a lot of little things. I mean, there's 15 group coaching proficiencies, not because we just felt like making up ideas, but because there's that many different unique skills that you need to bring to the table as the leader of the group, as the coach of the group, to make it real group coaching, to have this distinction that Ginger's talking about, a formed group distinct from a group of people on a phone together. All right, so that's the big difference, is that there's actually processes and methods and skills that you can learn, and you'll learn in this program, that change it from, you know, like Deanna's saying, you know, a bunch of people on the phone and they show up or they don't show up and what's going on, and some people lag behind, some people quit. Well, that's because the group was never formed. That's no mistake of yours necessarily. You just didn't know that you were missing the skill of group coaching.
And you know what I'd like to, and I'd like to piggyback off of that, because, you know, I was definitely in that space where I thought, well, I teach teleclasses at Coachville, and I'm a leader at Coachville, and I interact with people and I engage with people, this should be a breeze. And
yes.
I went on assumptions, and boy, assumption just totally smacked me cold in the face. When only two of us showed up and we said, what? What is going on here?
Yes.
That's why at Coachville we have 20 hours of ICF accredited coaching in the skills, and we have 5 hours in the marketing and building your business. So it's a 25-hour program. And it really is a process. I mean, I've written a book on the process. I've, you know, taught it different places. And one of the things I would love for Beth to just share a minute is, you know, Beth's a guru in this area herself, and one of the things she uses is talking about the process of group coaching and comparing it to a car.
I want to hear that one. Beth, now you're on the spot. You've got to make a distinction between group coaching and a car. Go for it.
Well, essentially what she's talking about, I'll talk about that in just a second, but I also want to highlight that not only is this a process that it's important to learn and get comfortable with, but it's also what's going to make you unique and distinct in the variety of things that people can experience out there in the world. The experience that Deanna is talking about is pretty common. It's pretty common to be able to find people who will support you sometimes and not support you other times. And, you know, it's more of, if it's here right now, let's take it. And if it's not, oh, well. What you are going to learn if you join this and participate in this program is how to offer something that has a much more consistent value. And those are not easy to find. What we teach is not something that everybody has access to. In terms of you going out and starting your own coaching groups, you're creating opportunities for people that are pretty rare for them, where they are going to be in a group of people who are going to support them and tell them the truth and create this environment where each other's success is the point. It's not something you have to hide. It's not something that you have to step back about. It's actually the point. Everybody in the group wants you to go full force for it, and that's a unique and rare situation for a lot of people. In terms of the car analogy, it's about really trusting the group process, not trusting it so much that you think it's going to carry itself, but trusting it enough that you know that when you're putting your foot on the gas, the car is going to go. Doesn't mean you know floor it. You want to understand how it works. But then really trusting how you move the group forward and then trust the engine of the group to sort of move itself as well. And by being part of a group yourself, that is a way of creating that sort of sense of trust. It's also really the distinction between a support group and a coaching group. Coaching groups need coaches.
Yes, well said. Yeah,
but
that
sounds
well
great,
Dan. Thanks. That was pretty good. Ginger really put you on the spot there, so you did well. You stepped up to it. I really like that. You know, I just want to share one thing, too, that I always remember. I mentored and had the privilege of coaching with one of the best soccer coaches in the U.S. history, fellow Manny Shellshite. He's the head coach at Seton Hall University. He's in the Soccer Hall of Fame. And I was his assistant for 14 years. So every day I'm on the field with Coach Manny, and we're in the office and we're talking. And, you know, he must have said this 1,000 times in 14 years. Or maybe even more than 1,000 times. Whenever we were talking, the conversation was, how do we create an environment where the players own the team?
Yay! I'm right
there. We used to say that all the time. How do we create an environment where the players own the team? And when the players own the team, then that's when we've done our job. You know, and that's he used to say that all the time, and this is the grand guru of soccer coaching, and he was right on that. So, you know, this is the thing. It really does take skill. It is not easy to get the players to own the team. It really isn't. But when you do, if you succeed in that, then it's so much fun. So it's worth the effort that it takes to build your skill and to set the environment right so that you do the things that it takes for the players to begin to own the team. That's really, it's a unique skill set, and it does take a special kind of coach as well, because a lot of coaches like to be the center of attention. So to be able to know that you're still strong and you're still the coach, even though you don't necessarily own the group anymore, the group owns the group, but you're still the coach, and it takes a certain kind of person to be able to walk that line, to be strong, be the coach, and still know that the players own the team. So that's you're going to learn how to do that in this program. And not only that, you know, in terms of your business, group coaching, and like Beth said, there's a lot of bad group coaching out there. A lot of bad group coaching. There's a lot of people on a phone together being told it was a group coaching, but it really is just a bunch of people on the phone. All right, so let's just be clear about that. So you will distinguish yourself that way. Second thing is, you probably have noticed, if you're going through Coachville, that you learn some great things. You learn our methods. You learn skills. And you can use them in other parts of your life besides your coaching business. That these skills are applicable in so many other places in life. Well, you will find the same thing here. You learn these group coaching proficiencies, and you will find you can use them in all over the place, in your community, in your town, with your church, and a lot of different places you go. You'll start finding yourself being the group coach in a lot of other situations, and it really is about creating an environment where people bring out the best in each other, and it's a really powerful thing when it starts to happen, and you'll know how to do that wherever you are, whether it's in a company, a church, a community, a town. You know, you'll be able to use this in so many places for the rest of your life. So it really is an investment in your skill set that will pay huge dividends for a long, long time.
Dave, can I just insert an example here of a coach getting out of the way, like me? That what I used to do, you know, when I first started in 1997, I coached my first groups with companies, and I didn't know anybody else that was doing it. But if somebody had to drop out of the group, or there was a, you know, an illness or a pregnancy or whatever, I had this list of people I knew within the company that I could backfill the group, I always say. Well, that didn't work at all. I would bring somebody in, and they would go, "Who is this?" You know, and I'd say, "Oh, they're wonderful. You're going to like them. You're going to." And they had an owned group, and here was an intruder. So I had to get out of the way. I said, "Okay, we have a spot in the group. Would you like to bring somebody in?" Well, not just somebody in. You know, they would start among themselves, you know. And so I would say, "Okay, so how do we fill that spot?" And somebody will say, "Well, I know somebody I think would really be good." And somebody else would say, "I know somebody that I think would be perfect." So I said, "Okay, so how does that happen?" So group members will say, "We'll interview them. We'll, you know, but two or three of us need to talk to them to see if they're going to fit into our group." And guess what happened when they brought people in?
I'm guessing that they loved it and it was perfect fit.
And you'd be exactly right.
I'm pretty smart sometimes, that ginger.
So that's the kind of thing that, you know, when it was my group and I was bringing somebody in, it was dismal failure. It was their group and they decided who came in. It was a resounding success.
Love that. Ginger, that is an awesome example. Now, let's do this. I would love to have some folks share what you're hearing now, and we had some folks have their hands up before, but I'm going to clear that because it's possible that your questions have been answered. So I've cleared the slate. So at this stage of the conversation, if you have a question about the program or about group coaching, any kind of a question about this, please raise your hand. Or if you have a comment or an insight, something that came up for you while you've been listening to this that you want to share, that you think you know, would be meaningful to share, please raise your hand. Sharing, questions, whatever you have, please raise your hand. Let's get you in the conversation.
As a reminder, you raise your hand by pressing the number 1 through 5 on your keypad.
Yes, in fact, thank you. Excellent facilitation, Deanna. Let's hear from Coach Julie Strauss. Go for it, Julie.
Hi there. I am in school with Coachville, and I'm just forming my business right now. And my intention is to have group coaching be a cornerstone of my business. And my expertise is in the direct selling industry, and I've sort of modeled what I've done so far. I've done a couple of group coachings from my experience as a participant. and, you know, mind you, this industry that I'm a part of, I mean, they're real used to sales. That's how they're oriented. I'm listening to what you're saying right now, and it's kind of reorienting my potential approach to launching more group coaching. My idea is, you know, that I could come alongside sales managers, and they bring their people to me to our group coaching experience together. And I can, you know, offer to them, I can help with your team building, help you with supporting your team and your team's success. So it's not all on the manager's shoulders. They now have a partner in me. My question is, what I've seen in the direct selling industry may not really be group coaching. I think it's more like group training. There's an agenda, it's set up, and what I'm experiencing is the couple of group coachings I've done, people aren't buying in. They sign up for it. It's a cheap price for them, and they don't really show up. So in the end, the group coaching experience is not as rich as it could be because attendance is spotty.
Mm-hmm.
So my question really is this. Would it really work? Would I get the results I'm looking for if I just say, group coaching, all about recruiting. There's your topic, and that's it.
Well,
and the sales manager brings their people to me that want to learn about recruiting, and that's the only thrust of the conversations.
My first suggestion would be to stop training.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Did we lose Ginger there? Hold on.
Ginger, I was just waiting.
You're right. So what Ginger is saying is this: if you're going to call it group coaching, then do group coaching. If you're going to call it group training, then call it group training. Right? So if you're going to have group training, that's great. It's inexpensive. You can learn XYZ skills in an easy time frame, blah, blah, blah. So if you're going to do training, call it training. If you're going to have group coaching, then that means it's going to be group coaching, which is not specifically about training a specific thing. It's more about getting the people in the group to say, all right, What are you up to? What is your agenda? What do you want to do? How do you want to do it? And then you become the group coach rather than the group trainer.
Right. And there's tons of group training out there. And there are, you know, team trainings, all this kind of thing. There are two really strong motivators in the marketplace. One is experience and one is exclusivity. I've got books on them, all that kind of thing. But what you want to create with your group coaching is this exclusivity. Anybody can't sign up cheaply. These are people that choose something special, and they're exclusively. They've been sent an invitation. I have companies that send out these great invitations, inviting them. You qualify. You can be a part of this. They want that exclusivity, and they also want an experience. And training is not typically an experience. But when you come into group coaching, people say, I wouldn't miss the group because I never know what's going to happen next. No, it's an experience. It's real. It's authentic. They're completely involved in their group. That's why I have groups that last 3 and 4 years. We're not talking about a short-term deal. You're talking about, and groups that will fight with a company, not fight, but lobby the company to be in their group. We can't be that successful without our group. So it is that exclusivity and that experience that makes group coaching so unique. And so powerful, and that people want to be a part of.
Awesome. It's a great question, Julie. It's a very common situation, what you're sharing about there, and it's similar in some ways to what Deanna was sharing as well, and the group coaching skills really will make a difference. But you do have to position it differently. You don't want to position it as training. You position it as an exclusive group experience, and I think that is that's a big distinction. Well done. Let's bring in another thought or question here. We have someone dialing in from the 608 area code. Who is this?
That would be Roger.
That is you, Roger. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, some years ago, I was getting my master's degree, and I had the opportunity in that program to have free psychotherapy. So I had individual psychotherapy, and that was pretty hard. But then they had the opportunity. I took a class in group therapy, and I know therapy is different than coaching, obviously. But there were a lot of similarities for me. But I was very much afraid of it because I was shy, etc. I thought, you know, I would be really discovered in a group, and I couldn't hide out as well or something like that. So anyway, I went into that, and I was profoundly surprised and gratified at the benefits that I found in there, and taking a class along with it was very helpful. And the book that we used was by Yalom, Y-A-L-O-M, which is a great book about group therapy. But one of the things that I found in there was that that was kind of taught is that the thing about universality, that everybody's just about as crazy as I am, and in lots of different ways. And
that sounds like it was satisfying to learn that, Roger.
It was. Yeah, I was sort of average crazy, and that was really great. And it kind of defeated my resistance to authority. You know that the feedback I got was from the group, rather than from some big dog. That was helpful. But the main thing was, as I saw, it's sort of a microcosm of interpersonal relationships laboratory, and it was very, very helpful to me to see myself gaining power in a group, of being acknowledged, of being accepted, and seeing other people with that same struggle, And it really was helpful to me in my my I guess you could say group my social group emotional intelligence. But and I'll finish with the fact that I'm very excited about the group, and I have already signed up for your class.
Oh yes, thank you.
Well done, thank you, Roger.
And as you were saying that, and I know I bet anything that Dave can back me up on this. I know Beth can. That oftentimes we'll ask at the end of a class, what has been valuable to you in the class? You know, the coaching thing. And it is rare, very rare, that they say that it was something I said or did or whatever.
Right.
It's something that somebody else said in the group.
Yes.
When the group owns it. Roger, you had those aha moments when people gave you insight about yourself.
Right. Yeah,
and
I could deny it. Go ahead.
No, that's all I was going to say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and one other thing, you know, I have recently, well, in the past couple of years, did what I thought was group coaching, but it really was individual coaching in a group. And what I lost by doing that was the power of the group dynamic. And this conversation reminds me of that, and that's why I'm excited to take the class.
Well,
awesome.
And if you create those kind of groups, Roger, you can get. I mean, I can sit down and coach one on one. I can't sit down and coach a group. There's just so much energy. There's so much dynamic interaction. There's so much wisdom in the group. It's just inspires me and it gives me energy, you know?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's very cool. Hey, I want to make a quick comment here now. It's a little few minutes past the top of the hour. We did have 2 hours set aside for this call, but in case you were thinking it was 1 hour, I just want to let you know that we will be carrying on here for a while longer. But in the event that you needed to go, you can register for the first module of the group coaching program. It's $195 per module, and the first module is coming up in, I guess, a few weeks, right? So, Ginger, what is the date, or maybe anyone could answer on our team here, what is the date of the first of the next module?
April the 16th, I think.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Roger knows.
Okay.
He's there. Roger knows.
I'll be there. It'll come up on my calendar.
Well done. So there you go. April the 16th, and Roger, what time is this call going to happen?
12 o'clock. 12 o'clock Eastern. 1 hour.
12
exactly.
O'clock Eastern for 1 hour. There you go. That is the answer we needed. So each module is 5 sessions. The first module starts, as you've heard here, April 16th, 12 o'clock Eastern. For one, each class is 1 hour, so it's a fast-paced call. And the calls are led by Coach Ginger and Beth and sometimes other folks on her team, so you get a very diverse experience. But you will have a good chunk of time with the queen of group coaching herself. So you can be very excited about that. But you can get yourself registered in the registration center when you log into Coachville. You can see the group coaching modules, and you can get yourself set up for Module 1 right away, and we'd love to have you in there. So just want to make sure you know how to get yourself signed up, which you can do anytime between now and April 16th. And we always say the sooner the better. All right, let's bring in a few other folks who have thoughts and questions. Let's hear from Annetta. Go ahead, Annetta.
Hello, Coach Dave. Hi, Coach Ginger. First of all, I'm so excited to be a part of this. I signed up when I got the notification for this call. My question is, how do you keep the group from going renegade so that they feel they can do it on their own without you? The reason I ask is because I was in a group mastermind program, and the leader of the group wasn't really contributing to us. We were doing it all ourselves, so we just decided to break off and do it all ourselves. So how do you avoid that happening?
Well, back to that basic premise of becoming a formed group. And then the coaching piece, so vital to in that. One thing that having a formed group does is allow the coach to really be their coach. I coached a group called the Dream Team that they all, usually all the, my groups or the groups come up with their own name. But what they did, in it would get on there and they would have these conversations about, I've never been in the financial services and I coach a lot of clients that have, and it's such an advantage to me that I can't give any advice because I don't know anything about it, you know? And so they would get on there and they're talking about all these things, products, services, ideas for each other, and I'm sitting there listening. All of a sudden, there's an opportunity. I step up and ask a question, and they go, oh, my gosh, I never thought about that. Those powerful questions and that active listening is amazing. And what it does then is shift the energy, and they say, and it talks about, it's like what Roger said. All of a sudden, they are real. They say, I know why it's not working for me. You know, I'm pushing this process instead of relaxing and let it happen, or whatever they share. Or they say, I hear you, to somebody else on the call that's doing that. So the main thing that I offer, I tell one group, call me up. They were already a formed group. They were already a meeting group. And they say, we're interviewing three coaches. How can you make us better financial recruiters? And I said, I don't know one thing about financial recruiting. So you all are trained professional financial recruiters, but I'm a really good coach. I want a coach to help bring out the best in what each of you bring to this call, then I'm the person. And they called me back and hired me. So it's that kind of thing. I listen for what's missing, it's like the famous soccer coach says, you know, how do you get the players to own their team? And that is, they get so tight with each other, and they depend on a coach to bring out that their wisdom, the best of what they are, that accountability piece, all of those things.
Ginger, I just want to comment on what you're saying, because it is an excellent point that, you know, when we talk about be the group coach, that doesn't mean be the person who sits back and says nothing. even a good facilitator who kind of just, you know, keeps it moving and makes sure everyone participates or whatever. Group coaching is way beyond group facilitation. You know, you will use your coaching skills. You'll ask the provocative question. You know, you'll reference ideas that come from our, you know, our coaching methods and things like that as your group coaching. You know, so it's not just, you know, some loose facilitation where after a while it's like, well, they can do it on their own, right? Because facilitating is not, you know, maybe not that hard to replicate, but group coaching is challenging to replicate because there's such skill involved with knowing, you know, how to listen for what's missing and how to ask the question that no one seems to be asking, or share the thing that no one seems to be sharing. You know, these kinds of things that you do as a coach every day, you will also do as a group coach. So if you know, being the group coach doesn't mean you disappear. it means you don't necessarily come with an agenda of content, but you do come with your coaching skills and abilities, and you leverage them in the group coaching environment. So it is to be a great group coach, you need great one-on-one coaching skills, all those things we talk about in our coaching skill set of, you know, the active listening and direct communication and provocative questions. So you bring all that, and then you add all these skills that you learn from Ginger on how to go from a group of people on a phone to a formed group that is actually passionate about participating with each other. And you combine that, and that's the powerful combination that has people want to stay in their group with you as their group coach for a long, long time.
That's very exciting to me. Thank you.
And there's a new group coaching research. There's not a whole lot, but one that's from Australia. And one of the things that they point out that I had never really said before was that they said one of the best benefits, they listed all the benefits of group coaching, and one of the benefits they said was that there can be an uncomfortable about group coaching, and that discomfort allows things to come forth that in typical groups, facilitated groups, all of these different groups don't happen. And that discomfort brings to the surface things that make huge changes, but they said both for the people in the group and for an organization.
That's an awesome point.
Gets rich. Okay. Thank you so much.
That's really good. That's really good, Ginger. That's such an awesome point.
Just
thanks, Annette, for such a great question.
Just
yes,
one other quick point. This is Beth.
Yeah, go for it.
I want to be clear that the model that we teach isn't a co-created model up front and then you all just run it the way you created it the first week. This is a co-created model all the way through. A lot of groups sort of get in and say, well, you know, we're just supporting each other. We can do this without, because it's not an ongoing co-creation. But they are co-creating with you. They're creating what they want out of their experience. They're creating what they want out of each other. But they're also creating what they want out of you as the coach.
Great point.
So.
That's awesome. So true.
That's awesome. That's a great, great point. Well said, Beth. Awesome.
And
great. Go ahead, Ginger. Go ahead, Ginger, and then I'm going to weave in. Casey is going to be up next. Go ahead.
Well, following up what Beth said is, you know, by co-creating, you get such a richness. And when the group owns itself, if somebody brings something to the call and says, I want to talk about this, I had this challenge in my business, and they start this long dialogue, then back to Deanna's point, I ask them if they want to share something in depth to do it by email. And they share it with everybody. And then when we get on the call, they will often say, that's really not relevant to me or to what we're focusing on right now. Why don't you meet offline? I do laser coaching with, as you know, Dave, with the members in the group. And they veto agenda items that aren't relevant to the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a conversation off dealing with a specific piece that a member of the group needs, and that keeps that energy, and everybody's not just sitting there listening to someone complain or explain or all that kind of thing. Now, if it's something really important that they want to share, a win, or if they send it out in an email, we'll spend a few minutes, you know, congratulating them or supporting them in something that they need help with. But we don't get bogged down. That's one of the main things that I think is important in the group.
Great, excellent. And you will learn these skills in the program. I think that's the key. I mean, a lot of things that are coming up here, you think, you know, you might think, well, I don't know how to do that. Well, that's the whole point of the program. You're going to learn how to do it. This is, and you know, it may seem a little strange, but the truth is, in terms of group coaching, you really have to have training to do the group coaching. So the group coaching class is training. We're not going to get you all together in the group coaching class and then say, okay, so what is your agenda? No, we actually will have an agenda. It's a training program.
Yes, I will. Beth and I will not be coaching. Well, we might sometime during the program, but it is a group coaching training. Well said, Dave.
Just want to make sure you all are aware of that point. All right, awesome. Let's bring in Casey. Go ahead, Casey. What is your thought or question?
Hello, everyone. My situation is that I was fortunate enough to retire last year, and I've been looking for ways that I might be able to engage more with family and extended family members to help them move forward with their life. And so far, I've started with the family newsletter and collaboration website, but I was wondering if the group coaching approach would be something that could be used.
I'm going to tell you, I won't even coach financial professionals that work in the same office. So that's one of the things that I do in with companies. It's that that confidentiality and that honesty, authenticity piece that I'm looking for. And if you work in the same office with somebody, and or you have somebody in your family, then when you leave the call, there's going to be chatter about it, and I really believe in the code of ethics that confidential. That's one of the things we talk about in the beginning. I always say, share anything you said or experienced in the group personally. Don't share anything that anybody else said or shared. So, and they make that commitment as we begin. So I just be cautious of, you can facilitate a family call that would be great. Just I would be careful about actually coaching in a family setting.
Yeah, I think that is a good point. Although, see, this is the thing, you know, Casey, if you think a little bigger, you would think, okay, if you're going to do your group coaching for that type of an audience, you would have, instead of having people from the same family in a group, which you could do, but that would definitely have some different dynamics. But if you had group coaching on the whole family system and how to be effective in your family, that kind of thing, and you had people all from different families in the group, then that would create a very rich and robust experience.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, thanks for the feedback.
So that's an idea. Now,
was that helpful to you, Casey?
It was helpful, and I'll just have to look at how I can approach that.
Yeah, okay. They're great.
I do want to say this one thing to amplify what Ginger is saying, is that the skills you will learn in this program, you can definitely use in a lot of different settings. So you'll have skills. You think, oh, you'll start doing things and learning things, and you'll start applying them in a lot of different settings, you know, like coaching, a family, that kind of thing. But it will be not the same as a full-on coaching group the way you will learn it, because of the different dynamics of people all, you know, being together all the time, even after your call. That's different than when you've got, you know, seven different people and different families, and they're coming together for a group and then really learning some great stuff and getting some great support from each other and then applying what they learn to their individual families. That's a different setting than if you have seven people all in one family in a group and you're coaching them. There would be some dynamics there that would be very different than a typical coaching group.
Right. Understood.
thank you for that question.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Let's see. You have someone here dialed in from the 302 area code. Who is this?
Hi, it's Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good. I haven't seen you since Boston.
Wow,
anyway.
That has been a long time. Well, it's great to hear your voice. What is your thought or question?
I'm curious about the technical side of it. For example, is there a common practice in terms of pricing group coaching? So pricing, and then is there a common practice for the kind of momentum that's built in terms of how many sessions, with the ideal goal being that it doesn't ever end, but that there's some sort of cycle to it?
Oh, okay. So one of the things that I do with companies is say, why don't we do a pilot program, see how successful it is, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, and see how successful it is, and then we can decide to move on if that's something you really like to do. And so in individual groups, I usually have a, you know, a six-month program or whatever. But so you look at the dynamics of who your ideal clients are and how they fit together. What was the other part of your question?
Pricing. Is there has
oh,
there
yeah.
become a sort of standard range or what?
Well, what I have found is that I never go into a situation without an advocate. Now, with my ideal clients, I pretty much know that come in, pay individually and come into groups with me. I pretty much know that price point just from experimenting. And I will interview five people in a certain area. But in a company, I always go in with an advocate, and we have that pricing conversation. I have that pricing conversation before I make a proposal so
yes.
that I have an idea of what kind of and it's all negotiable with me. You know, it depends on how, you know, how often we meet, how many people are in, you know, it depends on a lot of things. So
typically, I want to weave in an important point here about what Ginger is saying, because she's sharing an idea for you all that you may not have picked up on, and that Ginger will often get hired or get brought in to do group coaching within an organization. So the organization is sponsoring the group coaching. Now, sometimes the individual people pay for it themselves. Sometimes the organization might pay for it. That, you know, that depends on the situation. But the actual organization is who sends out the invitation, you know, the select group. You've been invited. You qualify to be in this exclusive group coaching program. And then so that's how that goes. That's different, a little different than when you say, you know, hey, I'm doing a group coaching program, and it's for such and such kind of people, and here's the price. You know, if it's you kind of offering it to your, you know, your list or your, you know, your database or that kind of thing, then that's a slightly different scenario than when you get brought in by an organization to do group coaching. But the reason I just wanted to highlight that is this is a really solid offering. When you learn how to do this, you can get hired and brought in by organizations to do group coaching, and that can really expand your network and expand your opportunity base to be able to have organizations want to bring you in to do group coaching with their folks. So that is a big, big opportunity that you'll have as a possibility when you do this program.
And one of the just a follow-up on what Dave's 100% on that, and a follow-up on that, Anise, if you have ideal clients that you want to put in a group, one of the things I encourage you to do is interview five of them. Just, I have a process that you will learn in the group coaching courses, but I have a process that you ask them these key questions so that you get a range of price points. Would you pay this much? It's interview, not from the perspective of I'm trying to get you in the group, but that I want information as I'm starting this group. And it works so well. People will say, yeah, I have 10, 15 minutes, and then they'll talk to you for 45 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll tell you all the things that they can do, that they would like to have in the group and what they would pay for it. And then when you send that invitation out personally, you'd be surprised or not surprised that they're people that will sign up because they've helped co-create it with you.
Right.
I really believe if you have a dream you can do by yourself, it's not a big enough dream.
Well said, Ginger. That sounds like a little Thomas Leonard in there, I think.
Yeah, stick a little Thomas Leonard in there. I love it. And it's true. And so the more people you can involve in creating something, the more likely it's going to be successful. I used to sit in my office, literally, and create these great programs. And I just knew, you know, a big health center would want to buy them or this people would buy. And I spent hours and hours, and nobody ever bought anything. And I was great at doing it. I mean, I thought they were fabulous programs. But you know what? When we started creating them together and they got what they wanted specifically, and then that's when it works. And you can get an advocate. One of my favorite stories is going into a big construction company, and this guy had introduced me to the CEO, and I went in and talked to him and his lieutenant, who was head of the organizational development, took me in a separate room, and we sat down and started talking about how this I could coach their managers at distance. And I said to him, I'll cut it short, but I said to him, if this group coaching project is successful, what will it mean to you personally? I would write that down if you have a pen. Because when I said that, he said, I will get my job, boss's job. He's going to retire in 2 years, and there are three of us who are up for the CEO position. And if this would be successful, I would get his job. And I said, okay, then would you help me create this group coaching project so that it's successful as possible? He said, absolutely.
Ginger, can you repeat that question again so they can write it down?
Okay. If this group coaching program is extraordinarily successful, what will it mean to you personally? And he and I said, who will make the final decision on the project? And he said, basically me, because my boss, if I tell him I think it's a good project and we ought to do it, he'll accept it. So what did I do? He and I created it together, and who made the decision?
He did.
Yes, you're the right answer.
He did.
He did.
And it was a great project. So what I'm saying, it doesn't take years to build advocates. You ask the right questions. I think that was, it just worked like a top.
That's great.
Awesome. Great question. Thank you for that. So we are we're at the 90-minute mark. We have a few more folks have their hands up, so if you can, so we'd love to have you stick around for a few more minutes. We have a few more questions that I'd love to get to, and then we will wrap up in a few minutes. So I have someone here dialed in from the 718 area code. Who is this?
Hi, I guess it's me. Hello.
It is you.
Hey, this is Flo. Hi, Dave and Ginger. I'm so glad to be on this call. Hi. I've been thinking a lot about everything that's been said, of course. The one thing was the ownership piece and how the group coaching process gets formed and the role of the coach. You know, at first I saw it as facilitating the process. Now I'm seeing it very differently. Coaching one-on-one is very different. I get that when you're coaching the group, you're coaching the process. You know, when Ginger, when you ask the questions, those really important questions, it's about what's happening in the group. It's not only addressing the one person who's interacting, but you're addressing what is happening in the group. And that's a whole different level, a whole different mindset, and I'm wrapping my mind around that because the dynamics of a group are so intense. I've facilitated, and I'm getting to really see that that's very different than group coaching. So I'm glad to be here because I'm getting a lot of different insights. So thank you.
Very, very well.
Exactly. Awesome. Well done.
And one thing that I do is coach individuals in the group. And even though they are all have agreed to be in the coaching group and to be coached, I will always ask permission. We have a whole class on the process of engaging people and coaching them one-on-one. And if I think that, you know, somebody brings a scenario that everybody in the group would benefit from this process, then I just ask permission to coach them. And that's why they say it's so dynamic, because they hear that whole coaching process with somebody else, and when it's over, they'll go, oh, my goodness, that's just, I think it was Roger that was saying that, you know, he was in that process, and he would go, oh, my goodness, this is exactly me. So it's that, and that's exciting, interesting, engaging, life changes. You know?
Yeah, I'm also seeing that when you do make that choice as a coach, you're also seeing how it's impacting the group. Everyone benefits from that small laser coaching piece.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, if it isn't relevant to the group, we take it offline.
I'm so
excited. One thing I haven't said is all my groups are on the phone, 100%.
Yeah,
I don't do any group coaching live. Lots of people, I mean, in person. I do it. I have a busy business, and it allows me to engage a whole lot of people without, like Judy Feld says, without putting on my pantyhose or my high heels.
All right, come on, Judy. Now you're getting a little too personal on the call.
If I may continue, I'm in the process of actually getting together a bunch of students, MBA students, who are looking. They have sort of an agenda or a vision. They want to be successful leaders in the workplace, and some of them are interning in companies already. And you know, there is a money crunch, so I'm looking at the advantages of group coaching for them. What's coming up right now is
if I'm putting together that program for the near future, there is a need that I'm responding to in terms of what they're looking for and their similarity between all of them, success in the workplace, what that may look like for them. I'm also getting that while there might be an agenda, a vision for most of them, there's the process. They're possibly coming into a group coaching experience wanting to get specific skills, wanting to learn how to be a better manager with people or acquire good leadership skills. And it may not look like that, what their, expectation might be. It might be the process, the experience might be very different, and yet they'll get everything they want. So I'm trying to sort of wrap my mind around that.
One of the things that Australian study showed was it expanded organizational intelligence. So group coaching did.
Mm.
So that when you bring those individuals together, and especially if they're from other areas of the organization or potential areas of the organization, then what they see is a broader spectrum. So many times we are so focused on our area that we don't see it. And so training leaders so they really see and get the bigger picture within the organization, they found was extraordinarily valuable to the organization.
Wow.
Isn't that powerful? We'll see if can we get that study online at Coachville somewhere, so
yeah, for sure we can.
Yeah, or you could send me an email if you would like, and I'll attach it. But I was
Ginger,
just saying,
if you send me the information, I'll make sure it gets up on the Power Groups
good.
And homepage. Okay.
Because I think for you specifically, I think this is an extraordinary opportunity. You know?
Yeah. I hear that, and I see that it really expands the person in the corporate arena, their whole concept and view of the organization. It's really they're in the bigger picture mode or awareness, so that you really and truly become a leader. That's fantastic. That's really
it is, and it and that was one of the most incredible. There's quite a bit they talk about that a lot of how what a difference it makes to leaders inside of organizations. So I think this study is perfect for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Flo. That's an awesome point that you bring in and a tremendous opportunity. You know, so what Flo is really saying here is that there are so many situations where there are people that have a common objective or goal. And in the past, the way you would bring them together is to offer them a specific kind of training program, like you will learn this, this, and this. And people in the past have been very attracted to information, for sure. In this case, though, what we're talking about is you're going to pull together a group and form them into a team where they learn and grow together and actually accomplish their mission, not so much because of learning a specific skill, although they probably will learn those skills, but because of the whole group experience and the teamwork that's involved. And I think more and more people are realizing that to be successful takes more than information. It takes something beyond information, and that thing beyond information is community and connection and leadership and coaching. And, being a great group coach is a powerful leadership position where, you know, that you will learn how to do. So I think that you can, by learning these skills, you will be able to position yourself in so many different situations and being able to leverage so many interesting opportunities where there's a group of people, they have a common goal, but they are all sort of doing it on their own, and you'll be able to offer them a really powerful program, you know, that they can all really dive into and learn and grow from. And I just want to share it's kind of a funny story, like similar to what Ginger talked about. One time I got hired to be a group coach for a bunch of individuals who sold this kind of energy product to factories. Like they could go into a factory and help reduce their energy bills by 20%, all right? And this is their big product. And they all had the same common goal, and one of the individuals was a one-on-one client of mine. He said, I'd like to maybe put together a group, you know, of all my colleagues. He said, would you do it? I said, absolutely, I will do it. So I started group coaching, you know, using these skills, and it was the funniest darn thing. Like about a month into the group, one of the guys in the group called me on the phone one-on-one. He says, hey, you're amazing. He goes, how long have you been in the energy business? He goes, and I said, I don't know the first thing about energy. But he didn't know that, because when you're a great group coach and you just get into the flow and you ask great questions, you don't have to know the data. You just be the group coach, and people will really see you as a leader. They'll see you as knowledgeable, and they'll really respect you, even if you don't have the specifics of the knowledge of what they are doing. So that is really something that's possible, because you can open up to so many different opportunities when you have a great group coaching skill set that then you can convert into all different kinds of group coaching programs. So we do have a few more questions, at least one more on the board that I want to bring in, but I just want to highlight the program will start April 16th. It's on Mondays. It's from 12 noon to 1 p.m. There are four modules that are specific to the group coaching process and are based on these group coaching proficiencies. And these four modules are all ICF accredited. So that will be 20 hours of CCEUs, coach training CCEUs, for the first four modules. And that is really awesome that you get the CCEUs and you get this amazing skill set that you can use to create unlimited opportunities. Then there's a 5-hour module on business skills that Ginger and Beth do. And then there's a bonus 5-hour module that I do, which will teach you how to create groups when you want to weave in a little bit of content into the group, where it's a hybrid kind of group where it's mostly group coaching, but there's some content and also some one-on-one coaching, or kind of a content-based group, which is also good to know how to do. And I have a module 6 in this series is based on how to do a content-based group, which you will also want to know how to do. So then you have all the options available. You can do, you know, pure group coaching. You can do a content-based group. And you'll also know how to weave in one-on-one coaching into a group coaching process, which is something that I have done as well. So all of these 6 modules, you can do them one module at a time. If you like, it's $195 per module. Or we will put together a bundle, which will be $995, which will be all 6 modules in a package. So you get a $200 discount by signing up for the whole bundle. So that's a great deal. We'll have that bundle price available in the next couple of days. And you can find that on the registration center. If you want to get signed up right away, you can sign up for Module 1 right now. And that is another way to just get yourself started. And we will be starting on April 16th. As you can tell, it's an amazing program. And really, I just want you to be aware of the opportunity It's such a great opportunity. When you have the skills to do this group coaching, you will start to see so many opportunities to leverage these skills to create really valuable programs that are super fun to deliver. And the one thing that I really want to emphasize, Ginger brought it up a little bit, and I want to emphasize it. When you do a pure content-based group, you really put a lot of pressure on yourself to come up with the program. And there's stress, and you can sit there and you can bunker in your cave, you know, and come up with amazing programs and spend hours and hours. And I have done it too. Believe me, I have done it. But when you learn the group coaching process and you learn how, you know, like I did with these guys selling energy, I didn't know anything about energy. I couldn't have come up with an agenda even if I tried to. So, you know, just doing pure group coaching was so fun and easy, and I could just show up and just be the coach and great things would happen. It was a lot less time and it was a lot easier, and it was even more fun because there was so much less pressure than to try to come up with the right material that's going to appeal to everyone. You let the group come up with the agenda and then you be the coach. It's an awesome process, so I just really want to recommend you learn it and look at it, because it'll open up so many possible doors for you.
Yes. And Dave, I just want to add the fifth module, even though it's business and marketing oriented, is still accredited for CCEU credit.
And on the business side, for business training, exactly.
Side. Yes. So you get 25 hours.
That's right. But, you know, the coaches, they need to know their coach-specific training hours. So just so that we're clear, you know, you know, and just folks, just so you know, when you're with the queen, Ginger I'm talking about, when you are with the queen, not only is she the queen of group coaching, but she was one of the longest-standing board of director members of the ICF. So she is esteemed throughout the coaching industry. She served on the board for many years, and so she knows the ins and outs of the coaching industry, and there's a lot of wisdom in there that you will pick up on as a part of being in Ginger's group. But just to be clear, there's 20 hours that is called coach-specific training when you go to fill out your CCEU thing for when you go to reapply. So 20 hours is coach-specific training, and then the 5 hours is set as business training. And then my program is uncategorized, so we can't put it in any category. But it's just a whole interesting mix of group coaching and business and content and creation and all kinds of stuff. So it's not categorized. It's just great training. So we'll leave it at that.
You just can't categorize, Dave, people.
You really can't. Come on, people. You cannot categorize me. All right, Isabel's had her hand up for a while. I want to get her in, and then we will wrap up. Isabel, go ahead. What is your thought or question?
Yes. I started a master group last year. I was not even taking classes at Coachville. We were like four people, and I was a facilitator, and I was also part of the group. So I wanted to know the difference. I'm going to tell you what I did, but I wanted to know the difference between that and the coaching group. So what I was doing is, when people were here, I told them right at the beginning, I said to them, this is very important about the confidentiality. So what's being said in this room is going to stay in this room. So everybody has to agree with that, and they all agreed. And then I said to them, we have to be, like you said, you have to be honest. I say, if for this group to work, everybody has to be authentic, and everybody has to say what's in their mind, not to be afraid of saying anything. And if someone is hurt by what someone else is saying, please tell everyone, because we want the group to be growing together, we want the group to learn, and we want the group to be very solid. So they all agreed, and then we agreed to meet once a week, because we noticed that if we met only once every month or twice a month, we will fall back. So it was not working for us. So we decided to meet every month. And I tell you, it was amazing, because we met for a year, and we all were so committed that for example, I wanted to take a class at Coachville on Wednesday night one time, and I said, no, I cannot because I have my group. And they were doing exactly the same thing. And it was amazing for a year, the growth and the change we made. But at the same time, I myself did not notice where I started and where I finished. They told me where I was. But then I thought, maybe I should, if I do another mastermind, which I'm doing now, I'm going to take pictures of them, because you change in a year. When you change in your mind, you change also physically. So I say, I'm going to take pictures of them, and I'm going to, at the beginning, say, okay, where are you now in your life at the beginning? And then assess at the end of the year or every 6 months to see what we have accomplished. And it was, so this is one thing I'm going to add to my mastermind, but it was great. But the thing is, we also took turns. So one was talking for, it was not very, it was loose, so we will meet sometime for 2 hours, but we will go one after another and see what they need, what their need was, and what we could help them with, and what. So I was wondering, what was coaching group, was, do you go one by, I mean, turn around the room and have people to talk for their needs first, and how do you go with that? I mean, how do you facilitate the group? Do everybody, do they all talk?
Well, we need to try to wrap up here in a minute, so let me just say this. The questions that you're asking of how to do these things and how to deal with these different kinds of situations, this is exactly what you learn in the group coaching program. So your questions are awesome, but we're not going to answer them because then we'd start doing the course right here for you. So we're not going to do the course. But your questions are very good. These are the exact kinds of situations and questions that you will learn the answers to in the program itself. So okay. I think your questions are good, and I assure you that as you are sharing and I'm hearing some of your concerns, and but also I also hear the great possibility of the success that you've had. So I think that is awesome. But yeah, the questions that you raise, those are precisely what you learn in the 15 group coaching proficiencies, how to handle those kinds of situations. So let me do this. I want to wrap up. I want to get Coach Ginger to share your final thoughts. I want to thank everyone for being here for such a great conversation and all of your great questions and participating. I definitely urge all of you to jump into the group coaching program. It is an awesome course. As I said, I've done it myself, and I totally recommend it. Coach Ginger, please share your thoughts to help us wrap up this conversation.
I just want to say Beth and I are so excited about kicking off the program, and Catherine will be joining us. So we have a team that we will be set to encourage, support, and mentor you through these courses so that you can achieve your own desire to have profitable and exciting group coaching.
Yes. Well said. All right, the power is in the group.
Amazing.
Ginger, thank you so much for spending your valuable time here with us today. It's always a pleasure to be in your company and learn from all of your wisdom and many years as a coach and a group coach. And again, I want to thank everyone for being here. I really encourage you to jump into this because it really is a skill set that then creates enormous opportunities. And, you know, when people get together in a group and they form that group and they form that team and they own the team, really, truly amazing things start to happen. And I would just hope for all of you that you get a chance to be a part of something like that. So thanks again for being here. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. And we will see you in class. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.